Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a new report shows that chasing the perfect selfie may be extremely dangerous. We break down the facts and myths about head lice. And these surfers are competing to see who will be top dog. If you're traveling for Thanksgiving and need to book a flight, the time is now. I mean, right now. According to data from the travel booking app HipMunk, booking a flight this week will save you an average of 23%. So during the week of October 1st, the average cost of a round-trip ticket is $387. But after this week, the average cost jumps more than $100. And if you wait until the week before Thanksgiving, average ticket prices hit $500. Major cities also tend to have pricier flights, so booking early is especially important. And if you're flying to San Francisco, HipMunk says it's the most popular Thanksgiving destination. So book quickly because after this week, flights average about $568. And here's two more tips for you. One will really save you some money and the other will really cost you. Flying to your destination on Thanksgiving Day will net you some serious savings. But flying out the day before Thanksgiving is the most expensive. All right, some more headlines for you. The FDA seized more than 1,000 documents in a surprise raid this week from Juul Labs, the leading e-cigarette maker. Officials are digging into their marketing practices to find out if they're targeting young kids and teens. Seems plausible. There was a 900% increase in high school-aged e-cigarette users between 2011 and 2015. And the Roseanne spinoff, minus Roseanne Barr, premieres later this month, and we've got your first look at the Conners.
I thought we should talk about a game plan for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
I say we follow the Conner tradition, spend every dime we have on Halloween, and then we have nothing to be thankful for or buy gifts with.
And finally, a couple had been saving some extra cash for Utah football games until one day the wife found the $1,060 in the family's shredder machine. The culprit? Their two-year-old son. His dad joked that he's grounded from all fun. That's an expensive way for those parents to find out they need a new hiding spot. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Susan Lee. Susan, it looks like we haven't seen the last of Toys R Us.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. You haven't seen the last of Jeffrey the Giraffe. Toys R Us is staging a comeback. The fallen from grace toy store company abruptly canceling its bankruptcy auction and will now dip its toes back into the business with a wholesale venture called Jeffrey's Toy Box. Meantime, Red Lobster says that endless shrimp are okay, but endless straws, not so much. The seafood restaurant will no longer hand out plastic straws to its customers, but you can still get one if you actually ask for one. Red Lobster also said that by the end of 2020, it will start replacing plastic straws with an eco-friendly alternative. And a shocking study about Uber driver pay. Researchers found that the median hourly pay for the average U.S. Uber driver is $14.73. But when you account for expenses like insurance, gas, and car depreciation, you know, drivers are only bringing in $9.73 an hour.
So how much are these Uber drivers making in a year?
Well, based on this study, if a driver works 40 hours a week, they make around $31,000 before vehicle expenses. So that's just $20,000 after the expenses and also still before taxes.
Okay, interesting story. Thanks, Susan. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear what foods you eat can affect your mood.
Well, Kristen, an interesting study here. Eating a Mediterranean diet may help prevent depression. Researchers in England analyzed more than 40 studies on the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. They found a link to people having a better mood. The diet is plant-based with an emphasis on fish, poultry, grains, and olive oil. Some chemicals in your home could be making your cat sick. PFAS are commonly used in upholstery and carpeting to repel water and oil. Researchers found the higher the levels of these chemicals in a cat's blood, the higher their risk for an overactive thyroid. That can lead to kidney disease and failure, as well as heart disease and high blood pressure in cats. But want to improve your health and digestion? Take a nice walk after you eat. Researchers from George Washington University say aside from getting some fresh air, short post-meal walks are even more effective at lowering blood sugar after dinner than a single 45-minute walk taken at mid-morning or late in the afternoon. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, my mother-in-law does this every single evening. I think tonight I might join her. Let's go back to you.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Thanks, Danielle. Every year, as many as 12 million kids get head lice. And with a new school year upon us, Consumer Reports is easing parents' stress by breaking down some common lice myths. The first one, lice is attracted only to dirty hair. Not true. Freshly shampooed hair is just as susceptible. Many believe lice spreads by jumping, flying, or via shared objects like pillows and movie theater headrests. The truth is, lice can't fly. They crawl. And since they can't survive long away from the head, the only way they spread is through direct head-to-head contact. And finally, the myth that kids mainly get lice at school, which has led many to implement strict no-nit policies. But some pediatricians say no-nit policies do more harm than good, causing kids to miss class even though the lice eggs hold tight to the hair and can often just be dandruff. Ultimately, lice causes itching and irritation, but experts say it may not be as bad as people fear. Okay, time now for this week's Page Six Fix. Hopefully, Goop has a wedding registry because Gwyneth Paltrow just walked down the aisle. Carlos Greer has more. Hey, Carlos.
Well, Kristen, it was a Hamptons wedding weekend extravaganza for Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Falchuk, who finally tied the knot. It all kicked off with a rehearsal dinner held at Jerry and Jessica Seinfeld's home. And the wedding guest list included stars like Rob Lowe and her Iron Man co-star Robert Downey Jr. One star noticeably absent was her ex-hubby, Chris Martin. He was at the Global Citizens concert in New York when a stampede broke out after a barrier collapsed. The Coldplay frontman kept his cool and calmed down the panicked crowd. And at a concert over in Vegas, Jennifer Lopez sang a love song to her ex. Diddy was front and center for J-Lo's final Vegas show as she seemed to be performing with a wink and a nod to him, even calling him out by name. Not to worry though, J-Lo's current beau, A-Rod, was also there and also got a special shout out. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Carlos. For the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. Well, Google Maps is adding new features to make the morning ride to work a little more pleasant. The Maps application now has a tab marked Commute. Once users put in their work and home address, it tells them how long the drive to work is going to take and whether it'll be faster or slower if they leave at other times. Maps can also suggest alternate routes. For those who use public transit, Google can now display the location of their bus or train in real time. Users can see their ride moving closer to them and also get an ETA. The feature is live in 80 cities and is supposed to expand. In Sydney, Australia, commuters can even see passenger info that lets them know how packed the buses and trains are. Google says the feature is coming to more cities soon. Once commuters are on their way, they can play back music from Spotify, Google Play Music, and Apple Music from the Maps application. The new update will be coming to Apple and Android devices this week. Here's a fun fact for you. The average adult spends 9 hours and 22 minutes staring at a screen every day. Now, a report out of the UK has found all that screen time may have some unexpected consequences for our pets. With more, we're joined by veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
That's right. Extra screen time may not only be bad for your eyes, but could be bad for your pets as well. The strength of the bond that you have with your pet may be a major factor. As more people tune into their cell phones instead of their pet, that bond they have with their furry family member may become strained, and important training sessions can be lost. Dogs, and to a lesser degree, cats, may constantly check in with their pet parents on what to do next. And if your input is unavailable, they may misbehave or become a little depressed.
So misbehaving is one thing, but how can you tell if your dog's depressed?
That's a great question. Listen, a depressed dog will look lethargic. They won't eat and they don't really want to interact. Essentially, they may just look bummed out. But keep in mind, if the dog is not eating, then it's probably time to see a vet. The best way to beat boredom and depression is to find new and fun activities to do with your dog. Find new places to walk or even a new toy to play with. As a doctor, the time I see pet parents spend with their pets is an important time for a health check. I'm watching to see how they move, if they're limping, if they ate and drank well, and if they're gaining weight, and what's new about their behavior, and maybe are their eliminations actually normal? So try to use your time with your pet as a cell phone detox. Spend time with your pet working on fun skills or new exercises or looking at important health parameters. But most of all, when you put your phone in your pocket, you can just enjoy the magic of that wonderful human-animal bond.
Okay, well, I guess it's time to put the phone down. Thanks, Dr. Courtney. Moving right along, both music and lighting can influence your happiness at home, which is why I have today's Top 30 Steal, a set of two Acoustic Research Heartland wireless speaker lanterns at a special 39% discount. These speaker lanterns add style to any room or outdoor space. You can play music wirelessly from your smartphone or tablet using Bluetooth, and you can even pair the two speakers together for true stereo sound. The built-in rechargeable battery offers up to 12 hours of playback. And my favorite part, they have LED candlelights that really set a calm and cozy mood. And they're weather resistant, so you can keep them anywhere. The Acoustic Research Heartland wireless speaker lanterns retail for $80. But today you can buy them for just $49. That's a 39% discount. And you can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, Nicholas Lowry was driving on Route 309 in Pennsylvania when one of the tires on his car completely blew out. He got a lift home from his dad and called AAA, but when they got back to the car, they found it propped up by a makeshift jack. The tire was gone. They thought it was stolen, but a stranger, Michael Moore, was on his way home from church when he saw the roadside scene. Michael removed the tire, went to a nearby auto body store, and put a brand new tire on the car. And Nicholas said he was so grateful for the kind and unexpected gesture. In our second story from Fox 26 Houston, almost 30 puppies were rescued after apparently being abandoned at a loading dock. Independent dog rescuer Martha Vasquez, who temporarily took in all 27 puppies, said the culprits probably won't be caught. At first, the puppies were scared of the rescuers, but after some help from the fire department, every puppy was caught and will be brought to rescue groups. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, the nonprofit Homes for Our Troops donated a mortgage-free, fully furnished home to Army combat veteran Carl Moore. Carl was partially paralyzed from the waist down while he was serving in Afghanistan. And his new house is completely wheelchair accessible with lowered counters and sinks that Carl can reach easily. And Carl says he's excited to create many happy memories in his new home. Did you know the average millennial will take some 25,000 selfies in their lifetime? Too bad that narcissistic fact may kill them. A new report in the Journal of Family Medicine and Care found between 2011 and 2017, 259 people reportedly died while chasing the perfect shot. Average victims were just under 23 years old, mostly male, and almost half hailed from India. The most common form of so-called selficide, drowning. Being hit by traffic, namely a moving train, followed, while falling came third, whether from an English cliff or into the raging waters of the Potomac. While some were killed by animals or electrocution, the U.S. led in gun-related selficide. The study's author said selfies are themselves not harmful, but the human behavior that accompanies selfies is dangerous. To prevent such risky behavior, experts recommend the creation of no-selfie zones at dangerous tourist areas like mountains or tall buildings where selfies should be forbidden. Okay, listen up. Disney World is expected to get even busier in the coming year. But a rumor about how the parks are making room for the extra crowds is stirring controversy. And Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, is here to tell us more. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, I'm sure you've heard by now that Star Wars Land is coming to both Disneyland in Anaheim and Disney World in Orlando. Well, the rumor mill is going a little nuts in anticipation of its opening next year. The latest rumor is this. The Disneyland, because, you know, there's very limited space there in Anaheim, Disneyland is getting rid of benches. Benches to make room for all of the crowds they expect to come for Star Wars Land. Where are they adding seating? Restaurants. Why are people a little bugged by this? Because, well, you're going to have to pay for food if you want to sit down. Now, of course, the Mouse House is neither confirming nor denying the story, and I really don't expect them to do either. But regardless, you're going to have to fight crowds, and you're going to have a harder time probably finding seating at Disneyland come next year. Kristen?
Just what parents want. More lines and fewer places to sit. Thanks, Jason. And by the way, you can watch The Jason Show now streaming nationwide on Hulu. Kind of a cool story here. Crayons at a restaurant can be a lifesaver for a parent with a bored kid, trust me. But where do those crayons go after they're all broken and chewed on? Well, that's what father of two, Brian Ware, wondered. The short answer is that they throw them out after one use, leading to more than 60 million crayons in the landfill every year. So Brian decided to do something about it. In 2011, he started the Crayon Initiative. They collect used crayons from restaurants and schools across the country and then melt them down to give them new life. Brian and his volunteers turn those old crayons into new crayons and distribute them to 123 children's hospitals nationwide. They even make the crayons into a triangular shape, which is proven to help kids develop their dexterity. So far, Brian's organization has recycled and given out more than 100,000 new packages of crayons. Talk about thinking outside of the box. All right, how about this one? Steve Gregg and Jen Roscoe were getting their wedding photos taken in a Winnipeg park when they were photobombed by an unexpected guest, Beatles frontman Sir Paul McCartney. The couple's photographer said it looked like McCartney was just out for a bike ride when he accidentally got into her shot. Once the couple realized who he was, they stopped him to say hi, and he congratulated them on the wedding. Steve said the chance encounter only lasted about 20 seconds and called it surreal. He added, "My favorite bit of this is that wasn't even the best part of my day. For most people, it would have been a lifetime awesome thing. And for me, I'm like, yeah, I got married today." Steve and Jen both said they liked the Beatles, but actually didn't play any music by the famous group later that night at their wedding reception. McCartney just wrapped up the Canadian leg of his world tour, where he's promoting his latest album, Egypt Station. Last month, the North American Interfraternity Conference unanimously voted to prohibit hard alcohol from fraternity chapters and events. The decision comes after a string of high-profile alcohol-related deaths at fraternities, many of which have been connected to hazing. There's been a movement to hold fraternities accountable for controversial traditions and rituals, which in the most extreme circumstances have led to deaths. One mother knows this reality all too well. Deborah Tipton lost her son Robert on March 26, 2012. He was a junior at High Point University in North Carolina and a member of Delta Sigma Phi. Authorities ruled his death an accidental drug overdose. But Deborah is convinced there's more to the story. And as an heiress to a substantial fortune, she has the means to investigate on her own. Deborah has poured more than $1 million into finding out what happened that night. And she's not alone. More and more parents are pushing to investigate deaths that have largely been written off as roughhouse gone wrong. 25 families who have lost sons at fraternities formed the group Parents United to Stop Hazing, borrowing tactics used by Mothers Against Drunk Driving to increase penalties for hazing. And they hope no other family has to go through what they have. Well, on a much lighter note, forget ice hotels or Willy Wonka's factory. For a limited time, Booking.com is offering a small group of lucky travelers the chance to stay in a French cottage built from 3,000 pounds of chocolate. Besides the floor and beds, the 193-square-foot cottage is made entirely of the sweet treat, the walls, the roof, and even the fireplace. Cups, books, and a chandelier can also be tasted if you get hungry. Outside, lounge by a white chocolate duck pond or smell the bed of chocolate flowers. The cottage accommodates 4 guests and is the creation of Jean-Luc Descluseau, a sculptor who will also lead visitors through workshops where they can create their own tiny chocolate houses. The master chocolatier says, "I hope guests will relish the chance to experience such a sweet and unique place to stay." For those who don't snag a coveted reservation, in October, the house will be moved to Choco Story, the chocolate museum for all to see. Sounds like a sweet idea to me. From the shores of Huntington Beach, 3,500 fans stared in awe as surfers from the U.S., Australia, and Brazil rode the waves. But it wasn't humans hanging 10, it was their dogs hanging 20 as they competed for glory at the annual Surf City Surf Dog Competition. Surfers of all sizes, from Chihuahuas to Pit Bulls, showed off their balancing skills in 4 event categories. Handler and owner launched heats had dogs pushed into the robust waves. Pro pooches competed in a shredder division division, and tandem heats had dogs riding their board alongside humans or other dogs. Besides fun, the competition was also for a good cause, benefiting canine charities like Barks of Love and the Orange County SPCA. In its 10th year, Surf City Surf Dog wasn't the only one celebrating. Its home, the Huntington Dog Beach, just marked its 20th anniversary, which is a heck of a long time in dog years. And a pretty tubular way to end our show. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. We sit down with Scott Rogowski from HQ to get his take on stories people can't stop talking about. Plus, there's a surprising reason why the Cheesecake Factory's menu is so long. And we have an update on Chi Chi the dog, who's inspiring people across the country. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.